Lots of shed came out, some good ones up to 5-6 kilos, some lovely stumpies, some lovely grunters.
I don't know what's happening in the South Coast. Mermaids, golden eggs, gift horses, I don't know.
A 2 kilo fish has got Sheldon Chirky $50,000.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, welcome back. Now, guys, spring has sprung. That is the line of the week, right? That's what everyone is talking about. It is September. River season is open. The bass are on the bite. But it's not just spring that's in the air. It is the spring bite, guys. The fishing over this past week has been absolutely remarkable. It has been an absolutely electric week because we got to see the shad winners. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. And if you've been waiting for a reason to dust off those rods and fire up those ski boats, well, guys, this is it. This is the time. With spring in full swing, the KZN waters are alive, and alive with every possibility you can imagine. Because in this episode, we are talking about the big picture, guys. We are talking about Garrick. We are talking about bronze bream, brusher, shad, and so much more. There is deep water action. There's snook on the run. There's a bottom fishing bonanza going on. And if that is not getting you all crazy, 400 bass coming out of Albert Falls this week. And yes, there were fish off the banks. But with this amount of action, I know most of you guys think, oh, Vanessa Graham is just gets excited every week. Of course I do. It's fishing. Why wouldn't I get excited? But it's not just me. We have got 7 reporters in this show with smiles from ear to ear. They are grinning all over. There is no negative report. Guys, everywhere throughout the coastline, including the Midlands, is on fire right now. Now, we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the meat of it, the thick of the action. But before we do, there's a huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, we're not just thanking Kingfisher for the show. We are thanking them for the planet's biggest shad competition that took place. It happened over the last 2 weeks, and it was absolutely amazing. We had uncles going out who never got off their couch to hold a rod in, like, years, going out to fish. We had husbands taking the wives. We had dads taking the lads. We had them taking their daughters out there. We saw kids out at the crack of dawn going out to catch fish, which was absolutely amazing. So, huge shout out to the Kingfisher for getting rods into anglers' hands and letting them feel a piece of what we look forward to every single weekend. Now, the biggest shout out of the week has surely got to go to Mr. Sheldon Chetty. Guys, anglers will be tipping their hats and raising their rods for the angler of this year, 2025 Shad Competition Champion. This guy has walked in with a 2.785 kilo fish. However, his runner-up was just so close. It was literally 2 centimeters. But that's the beauty of this competition. You do not need a 4 kilo fish to go and win it. You do not need that 5 kilo. A 2 kilo fish has got Sheldon Chetty $50,000, right? And that is absolutely amazing. That has got to be the most rewarding shad an angler could catch in his lifetime. And yay, thanks to Kingfisher for bringing that through. All right, so that's the highlight of the week, the shad competition. Now, what's the highlight for next week? Well, let's get into it with KZN's greatest fishing reporters, and we are going to kick it off with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? With the sea settling the way it did, the fish chowed on the beaches one way. It was epic. We got grey, spinners, milkies, there was browns, there was honeycombs, there was hammerheads, there was sandies, there was all sorts. Just pick your beach, go fish it, and see what was eating on it. It was really epic with the edibles. But saying that, lots of shad came out, some good ones up to 5-6 kilos, some lovely stumpies, some lovely grunters, and it wasn't only one place. I couldn't signal out anyway. From south to north, points, beaches, everywhere operated. It was on like a scone. It was everywhere. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, also the fishing did very well. Snookuta, couple sailies were hooked. On the bottoms, there was doggers and keelback, couple amberjack. It was good. The guys really did enjoy themselves. The guys also got their rock cods, their slingers and all that. But it was, yeah, mainly the good fish came in on the flatter sea. Durban Bay, lovely grunters, beautiful grunters. Quite a few kingies were caught. There was a couple springer, some big mullet came out. So as the sea settled and the weather sorted itself out, the fish chowed like hell. It was everywhere. Guys, this is Mike V for NSA News. Have an absolutely lovely day.
Well, good day, guys. Brad Yatlinski, Fishing Charters.
Oh, guys, some great news, fishing reports over the last week. Guys, the water started to get a little bit warmer, starting at 21, 22 degrees. The fishing this week has been actually quite spectacular, with plenty, plenty snook coming out on the Blue Lagoon area, plenty normal bottom fishing in the normal deeps, especially off that 60-meter mark off the Glen Ashley flat side. Plenty of bottom fish, good soldiers, good slingers, quite a few Englishmen as lovely rock hards. On the nighttime side of it, guys, there is dogger, there's heelback, there's half cob. You just got to go bounce around the reefs and find which way the shoals are going. And yes, there's plenty nice fishing around. But on some other news coming out there, guys, with the water warming up out in the deep, there's been one or two Dorado in the summer season coming through. So yeah, guys, it's time to start getting out there, dusting off the old tackle and getting started to get ready for summer. So guys, yeah, this is Brad for Angling News South Africa. And yeah, guys, taglines and speak to you guys all next week.
Oh, what a way to start. I absolutely love it. When Mike V starts off by saying the fish were chowing one way, it was on like a scone. I mean, can it get any better? Of course it can. It's KZN. But it's a great start. It's an amazing start. Now, we are going to get into the North Coast, and I would like to introduce you to our fabulous new angler. This girl knows how to pull in fish. She is young, she is active, she's on the beach, she's on the beach. She is in the know of what's going on between Durban to Amshloti, and she is certainly the most vibrant angler out at Virginia Beach. My fellow anglers, I would like to introduce you to Michaela Daniels.
What's up, everyone? It's Michaela here, reporting from Durban for Angler News SA. Starting off in Durban on the onshore side of things, Blue Lagoon has been opened up, and with that we saw some lovely garrot caught with a few shad in between. While at Beachwood, there were reports of some rays coming out with that cold water that hit over the weekend. While the shad have been quiet at Virginia, the guys did also have some luck with the garrot. Moving on to Mhlanga, still the usual stumpies being caught before sunrise and shad at first lights. On the offshore side, the bass has been plentiful, and the snook and garrot were firing off Mgeni with reports of the snook not eating on the traditional methods, while our bottoms fishermen hooked into some lovely rockhard, reds, and geelbek. Moving up the coast to Mhloti, our rock and surf anglers haven't had much joy, aside from a few bronzies and blacktails, while our offshore fishermen have had some nice-sized rockhard coming out. All in all, it's been a great week of fishing, and I think we're all looking forward to another week of tight lines. Thanks, everyone, and have a great week.
Thank you, Michaela. What a way to introduce yourself. I absolutely love it, and I am so looking forward to your reports from this area every week, because it's just outside my neighborhood. It's just outside Durban, so I don't have to travel too far, and I know I got you covering me with exactly what's going on out there. Now, guys, Deandra is expanding our reach. Deandra is covering the whole off North Coast because she is really becoming one of the most prolific anglers out there. And personally, her dedication has been blowing my mind. She has been suffering with bronchitis over the last 2 weeks, but she has been fishing morning and afternoon, day in, day out, not stopping at all. And this is what I love about her passion for the sport, and we are so glad to have her on to tell us exactly what's been going on throughout the whole of the North Coast.
Hi, fellow anglers. It's been another week chasing fish along the North Coast and upper North Coast of KZN, with some areas wild with catches and other areas on the quiet side. The night shift fishing in Tindi Manor has produced some good shad catches along with bronze bream and a few sandies that were landed. Some anglers have been scratching for brusher and a handful landed, however, not a lot to report on for edibles in this area. Rock and surf in the Richards Bay area has been on the quiet side with reports on catches, but it's the tuna that has been on the bite for the offshore anglers. Tekela had a couple of cob catches, but it's St. Lucia for the win. It was the queen of the ocean fishing comp that had real screaming and firing up great excitement amongst anglers. Some epic catches of wahoo, dorada, and tuna with a few unfortunate taxman deductions as well. Zinkwasi has been hot with grey sharks, but not too much news on the edible side. The edibles from Westbrook up to Tindley has been good for anglers targeting bream and rockcod species. With the weather changing and so many summer fish already active, we can see it's going to be a great angling season along the coast. Wishing all the anglers a great week of success from myself, Deandra, reporting for Angler News SA. Tight lines.
Thank you, Dee. What a brilliant report. I love that you are covering the whole of the North Coast, guys. She is so involved. It's unbelievable. This is why we have these girls on the show. I mean, we got Michaela pulling fish left, right, and center on a weekly basis from the beach, from the ski boats. We got Deandra fishing day in and day out from dusk till dawn. It's unbelievable. Their dedication, they're showing the ladies what it's about. You know, so this is amazing. I absolutely love it. What I'm loving also is the bass. It is spring. It is September. It is bass season. And Jan came through with a report that just got me even more amped than ever to go out and fish Albert Falls. I'm going to fish Albert Falls. I'm going to fish Mudma. I'm going to fish Hailsmere. If you want to come along with me, just let me know. Drop it in the comments. Let me know that you want to come and join. I'll give you the dates of when I'm going to be out there. Let's make it a date. But for now, let's hear what Jan has to say with the freshwater report.
Hey there, guys. So it appears that my ramblings about the weather from last week didn't have an effect. And so it now can be confirmed that it is officially spring. That is due to we are now past 1 September. And it might even be full on summer already, thanks to the current heat wave. Now all we just need is a spot of rain. Mind you, just a little bit, just to settle the dust and put a bit more water into the river systems that are looking a bit on the low end of the scale. But even the fish seem to be enjoying the current weather, so let's get on with the meat and potatoes of this report. Best news part one, and yes, there is some bias here. Trout river season has opened this week, if you don't already know. And with a bang, I might add. And one of the better opening days was had, certainly by this one intrepid reporter. And it must be said that rivers are low, slow, and crystal, with a capital C. Fish were spook, and looking through past images of opening days, nothing really untoward. But by all accounts, good numbers of fish around from both the returns of the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers and further afield. Water temperatures are between 12 and 16 degrees, and just a slight spit and spot of rain to be added to the catchment to get some flow going and get the fish moving, as there's plenty of food in the water in the form of small mayfly nymphs and plenty of fish to scoff them and grow big for later on in the season. While the trout river fishing is taking off, and yes, it's only been this week, but forgive me, we are rather excited. The stillwater trout fishing is rather lackluster. Less than a handful of returns from the NFFC anglers and nary a fish to be seen between them. But reports from further afield show there are still some fish trickling in for those anglers that are determined to break their winter doldrums. Stillwater temperatures will also be on the way up and will get the trout food moving, so we should see some good spring action in due course. And the best news, part two, and we are very happy for this news, is the bass seem to be back. From all the prior murmurings, the Albert Falls Classic went off well this past weekend, with some 392 fish being weighed in. While the winning fish wasn't the expected or targeted 5 kilos that we all know is still hiding in there, for Kirk van Reerwijk and partner Mark Meyer, a 3 kilogram fish was enough to walk away with top honors. Congrats, guys, and also to all the anglers that participated in this event after much murmurings about the recent slump. Further news also indicates that there are bass coming out at Albert from the shore, and as they say, happy days are here again, and long may it last. Once again, the Natal yellowfish, aka scaly action, continues to be the heartbeat for fishing across the Midlands, with reports of fish coming from the Tugela, Umkomas, and Mooi rivers. If it's mainly numbers you are after, then head towards the Umkomas, but there have been some few lunkers reported in between. Trophies are currently reported from the Tugela, where the fish are fewer, but definitely stretching the upper edge of the tape. So guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and this is Jan Korrebel reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Jan, I don't know what I love more, whether it's how well you articulate your report, whether it's how amazing you use your metaphors, or how excited you get me to get out there and get fishing with that freshwater side. Whatever it is, man, you are an absolute legend. Thank you for such a brilliant report. Now, guys, let's deep dive into the saltwater. Let's get into the South Coast. All right, now, by the way, while we're speaking about deep dive, I have just dropped a new podcast. It's on Spotify. I will share the links out there on the other social platforms, but it's called The Cast. Now, if ever you want someone to understand the feeling that you have the moment before you cast, trust me, this is literally a 2.5 minute podcast. You want to listen to this. All right, so that's for the deep dive. We're talking about deep diving. Let's deep dive into the South Coast with Ray Thompson.
There's been a lot of fish this week, especially with those 3 days of northeasterly that we had. period, a lot of fish were caught, a lot of flatfish. I'm talking about your blue rays. I'm talking about your diamonds. Those winter diamonds are definitely here in the 10 to 20 kilo range. And of course, there's been a sprinkling of some lovely sand sharks along the Ilovo, Caradine, Warners area, as well as shad further down Pennington area. There's been a few bronze bream and stumpies and brusher. Quite a few brusher coming out on the Bluff Anstey's area, guys. I'm rushing off right now to go and wet the line. The weather looks good, and I'm hoping you're doing exactly the same thing.
Thank you, Ray Thompson. Guys, trust me, he did go and wet the line, and he did get that rod bent. I don't know what it was. All it got was a voice note saying, I'm on, Vito, you should be here. Well, I'm here podcasting while Ray is going and fishing, wetting that line, hoping you're going to be doing the same. I know you're going to be doing the same after you hear this unbelievable report from Adam Lyon.
Hey there, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend, and everybody at East Coast Radio has had an epic week. Now, down in the South Coast, fishing has definitely been awesome. And guess what, guys? The Sharks are back. And I don't mean the rugby team. The Greys, the Raggies, and the Sandies. Guys have been catching non-ed fish down in the South Coast. Like, it's been absolutely bonkers. But moving over to the rock and surf side of things, the bream, bronze bream in particular, black bream, brusher, blacktail, it's been absolutely awesome, Vinesh. The rock cod, the crayfish, everything's just really happening down in the south. And I don't know which particular area of fishing to point out because it's all been good. All points have been good, especially the deep water points, because the guys have been getting themselves some beautiful garrick, some awesome cob, and as I said last week, Vinesh, the kingfish are still around, with France getting himself a beautiful specimen of orange rocks recently. Now heading a bit further south down to Port St. John's, we know that guys are beginning carp in the river, which is just really random at this stage, Vinesh. Again, I don't know what's happening in the South Coast. Mermaids, golden eggs, gift horses, I don't know. But James Taylor, Wesley Peens, and Lyle off the boat, Dawns are getting themselves some awesome garrick, and James getting himself a gorgeous grunter off the banks down at Spotted Grunter. So really nice to see that Port St. John's is just absolutely firing with some really good fish at this moment. Really good to see that most of the lower South Coast, I would say, Vinesh, is just, it's been absolutely awesome. Guys going out to catch a bit of a fish for a fry and getting the target species. There's so much species down on the coast, and we can't forget the synonymous shad, Vinesh. Yes, there are shad down the South Coast. They're not in numbers, however, they are around, that is for sure. But I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches, because guess what, Vinesh? It's happening down on the South Coast. Take care, my friend.
Adam Lyon, you absolute legend. Mermaids, gift horses. What else? What else? Bronze bream, black bream, brush up, garrick. Whoa, it's all happening down the South Coast. I think that's exactly where I hope to head this weekend. Now, guys, this weekend, there is going to be a bit of a puff in the air. We know that, right? The sea is going to be a little bit big, but that doesn't stop the anglers from KZN. They will be out there. They will be getting fish. We know last weekend, the wind was blazing. We know there was still a ton of fish that came out. I mean, Amiga Baba, Brasher coming out, rolling out. When I was on the beach on Sunday morning, there were literally four that came out. And by the time I got home, another two. So, you know, it is absolutely firing. I can't say it anymore. You've heard the report. You've heard it from KZN's greatest reporters. Now it's all up to you. Get out there, get that spring bite, and get fishing. So, with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.